Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It is time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax so we can hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm so happy to be here with you. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm a healer, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you know, a radio show host. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me a while, but I did realize that the connection that I have with Joan is truly divine. Joan has left a door open in which others have walked through that space. It has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it has provided me with the ability to relate and to work with a wide variety of clients. And prior to these life-changing experiences that I cannot imagine not having, my work background at that time was in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to. As well, it is the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thanks, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they have the opportunity to live in solutions and manifest their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll see Learn More button. DC's Learn More button will connect you with DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can get in touch with DC. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there. And you may just find what you're looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing I have, Barbara, is a message from Mother Mary. Blessings, beloved children. I lovingly come before you to help you to surrender all the burden you are carrying. Your prayers have been heard, and it is now time to allow heaven to come in and assist you. There have been times when you have been completely overwhelmed. Allow myself, the angels, and God to work things out for your greater good. Accept the Lord's help as he guides you through the darkness. Come to me, and I will give you the rest that you are needing. Please hand over all your worries to the angels as divine intervention begins, as well as healing on all levels. Follow the guidance that you are given. The first thought that comes to mind is what is needed to be addressed and then healed. You will feel my love and safety surround you. Honor yourself. Take care of your needs. Nurture your inner child and never lose hope. Stay strong, knowing that God has a plan for you. Allow it to become your strength. Invite peace and joy to replace any negative thoughts that you are having. Have faith, beloved children, that everything will be resolved through God's infinite wisdom. Love is always the answer. Embrace my love as it begins to transform your life. I will be by your side, lovingly supporting and uplifting you every step of the way. Remain in a state of gratitude and be open to receiving the blessings and miracles that are about to unfold. Call upon me as well, and I will compassionately guide you to create and manifest your heartfelt desires. And then with that being said, Barbara, I have another message, and this one is going in a little bit of a different direction. It's from Lucille Ball. And what she had to say was, love yourself first and everything else will fall into line. You really have to love yourself to get anything done in this world. Until you truly do, you can't love anyone else. The most important relationship that you will ever have is with you. Hey, ladies. Of course, it's me, Lucille. I always enjoy your company. And I, you know, whenever I have the chance, I love to tune into your show. Barbara and DC, you bring so much laughter to my world. Barbara, you've certainly proved in so many ways that it doesn't pay to get discouraged. And a few times each of you have had problems with your phone company. So people either have comedy or they don't. We know that. And it's not something that you can teach them. But girls, you two certainly do have it. You both are really making a difference in this world. You are truly compassionate about what you are doing. Keep up the great work. It's a hell of a start. Recognizing what makes you happy. If things don't work out for you, you both should consider becoming the next female comedy team. But all kidding aside, laughter is a great gift. Thank God for his gift of laughter. It's something to be shared. Not only will it help you to be happy, it will bring joy to others as well. And you too are filled with God's spirit. I'm not sure which spirit, but I'm sure it's God's spirit, but you are filled. All kidding aside, laughter is serious business. There's no joking about it, pardon the pun. Everyone should make some time each day to laugh. It brings so much joy. And I've certainly had my share of laughs. We are all intended to be creatures of laughter. God really does have a sense of humor. So the next time you catch yourself laughing, make sure you thank the big guy upstairs. Life is like riding a bus. God is the driver. He knows the best route to take that will bring you closer to your divine mission. Have faith and a few laughs and do whatever brings you joy. You're going to end up where you were meant to be without having to get off the bus and then on to another. Just remember, anything is possible. Well, I love Barbara. I love DC. Keep up the great work, ladies. Bye for now. Lucy. And with that being said, I was guided to a little article just a few minutes ago before the show started. And it was written by Sunny Dawn Johnston, and it tells a little bit about how to connect with the archangels. Now, the angelic realm's mission is to protect, to nurture, and to guide humanity. Races, cultures, and religions may have diverse and conflicting doctrines, but they all have one thing in common. They all have a belief in angels. In fact, 85% of all religions reference angels in some form or another. And angelic beings, they team up to help us in connecting, you know, in the physical world, of course, to the spiritual world. And they offer unconditional love, which is the essence of all that is. Open yourself up to the possibility that angels exist and invite them in now to help you with self-love, well-being, abundance, prosperity, peace, and joy. And by asking, you allow them to assist you on your behalf. Angels always honor free will, and they act only when invited. So you've got to always remember to ask, of course. And it's not a hard process. There's four simple steps. And, of course, the first one, as I just said, was to ask. You've got to begin by asking for the assistance that you are needing. So there's no wrong or right way to do it. Just you could set a simple intention. It could be expressed verbally. You could say, angels, please help me. And that's enough. Asking in a way that feels appropriate to you is going to ensure that the angels will answer your call and they're going to stand by your side. And the important step is to recognize that you are in need of support, guidance, direction, encouragement, and be willing to ask for it. Then you've got to allow, you've got to release the need to control the situation, and then be open to receive. So it's really important, once you ask, turn the situation over to angels and believe. You've got to believe. Trust that the angels are going to guide you in the perfect divine time. And trust could be one of the most difficult things, you know, to really, you know, most difficult attitudes to adapt, especially when you do not have any evidence that you're going to receive what you desire. But we've got to trust. We've really, really got to trust. And if you are feeling a desire from your heart, trust that the angels will guide you in the perfect way for your highest good. And the last step, of course, is to receive. Listen to your guidance. Listen to your intuitive guidance. And then, of course, give thanks. You're asked. And then you allow, and then you believe. And the last step, of course, is now to receive. Your archangels are going to guide you, and they're going to send you many messages. And they come in many ways. They could come as a flicker of a light or a candle. They could be a song on the radio, a sign that you see maybe on a big truck. It could be a license plate. So be open to all the ways that, you know, these messages are coming to you. You're going to find that they will validate that you're on the right path. And finally, then please remember, give thanks for the abundance, the joy, the happiness, and the love that are presently in your life. And don't give up 5 minutes before your miracle happens. Stay open to receive all that is yours. And Barbara, that's what I have for today.
Thank you, DC.
Oh, thank you, Barbara.
And now we will hear what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Just wait for my brain to start working. Okay, here we go. My beloved ones, there is so much that is out there for you, for each and every one of you. The Creator does not limit what you are allowed to have in your life. And I'm going to say that again because I want to make sure that you really are hearing me. The Creator does not limit what you can have in your life. The limitations that you have are limitations that you have allowed to be put into place. And we understand that some of those limitations came to you before you were old enough to even know that you were receiving limitations. And they were given to you by the people who loved you, the people you trusted, the ones that you were supposed to listen to. But now you are older, and now you get to decide how many of those limitations you actually need. And in case you're wondering, the answer is none. It's okay to let them all go. Imagine what your life would be like if you let go of the limitations. If you allowed yourself to live fully and completely, to actually have a life overflowing with joy and abundance and love and happiness and all of the wonderful things that are there for you to experience. Imagine what your life would be like if it was filled with miracles and magic and love. That is the life that the Creator wants you to have. That would be the will of the Creator, if that's the way you want to look at it. So it's really up to you. You can let go of all of those limitations. And there are ways to do it, and they are not necessarily difficult or complicated. It's just a matter of making a choice, letting us know that that's what you want to do, and we will guide you in what you need to do to let go. And some of it will be things that you just do yourself. And sometimes we will guide you to someone who can help you to do it even faster and more completely than you know how. There are always choices. There are always options. Ask us to help you to create the life that you truly want to live. It's time. Let go of the limitations. You don't have to do it alone. You never have to do anything alone. We are always with you. Always. We love you. You are important to us. We want you to fully utilize us as you change yourself. We know that sometimes this is difficult for you to accept. Sometimes it's difficult for you to understand based on what you've been taught about God and all of the nuances of the Creator. Some of you are actually afraid of the one who loves you, the one who loves you completely and totally, unconditionally. And those are some of the limitations that you need to let go of. It's time for you to accept that you are loved and you deserve it. And your life is meant to be a wonderful, beautiful, amazing experience. So please call on us if you are ready to make the changes. We will help you. We will be there with you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Thank you. That was awesome, Barbara.
Yes, such wonderful energy. Okay, we have come to the time in the show where we take questions from callers. And my chat room worked last week, and now it's not working again. So I guess I'll have to contact them again. This is so strange. Okay. We have a caller from area code 646. Hi, who's this? Area code 646. Hello. Okay, area code 646. If you're talking, we can't hear you, so have you muted yourself? Area code 646. Are you there? All right, I'm not hearing anything. Okay. Hold on. Was that them talking, or was that you, Lucy?
I heard someone talking. It sounded like a lady, Barbara.
Okay, so let me go back. Area code 646?
It sounds like they're off in the distance.
Yeah, it does. So they laid down their phone and went to do something, and now we're talking to them, and they're not here.
Hello?
Ah, area code 646, is that you?
Hello? Oh, yes. Hey, how are you?
We've been just chatting away with you, and you weren't there.
Oh, okay. I actually have my cell phone in my hand. I do apologize.
Okay, what's your name?
It's Terry.
Okay, Terry, what can we do for you today?
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
All right, hold on 1 second. Okay, so I've been getting, for example, psychic predictions on my own of what's to come in the future for me. Okay, in regards to my love life. And during this time, I'm going to be in school. And I feel that this person, I think he might be for me, but I think he's going to be coming out of a relationship. So I'm not too sure if he's going to have, like, everything together. And I feel that it might not be a good opportunity to talk to him at the particular time he would want to talk to me. And I just wanted to know what you pick up on that.
Okay. Well, let's see what we're getting. DC?
Yes, Terry, good morning, and thank you for calling us. I'm getting, you know, before you ask about the gentleman, you've got to be, you know, really happy with yourself. I mean,
Yeah,
so you've got to, you know, be happy with you, and then that attitude is going to be, you know, reflected, and then the perfect person is going to come. So have you, in fact, been working on you?
I'm already doing so, yes.
Okay, well, continue to do so. Love yourself first. Make sure that you secretary, you know, buy that special candle that you've wanted, get a manicure. Maybe there's a top that you've been wanting. Whatever comes to mind, you know, do that for yourself and make sure you're making room in your heart and you're making room in your personal space for love as well. So if you want love to come in and you've got to divide, you know, your attention between work and all areas of your life and make sure there's, like, equal balance so that you make time for love, okay?
Okay.
I'm also getting, Terry, for you, like, right now as you're calling, it's sort of life is giving you, like, all these little tests, okay?
Oh, that's what they are, okay.
They're, like, tiny little tests, and you're doing well. You're passing them all, so you know, you're doing well. Okay?
Okay.
So what
All right.
Please continue to work on Terry, of course.
Yes, definitely.
And just know that you are this beautiful vibrational being, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And anticipate this beautiful, solid love involvement, and the person is going to be outgoing, loyal, energetic.
Okay.
The angels are saying, Terry, visualize the happiness that you want to feel with this person, okay?
Okay.
And then you can expect to have a beautiful, happy, and long-lasting relationship.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
I embrace of this gentleman. Okay. So you've got to really make sure that you're releasing all burdens that are upon you. Anything that's, you know, that's not good for you. It's not for your highest and best. Like, release it. Okay.
Okay. All right.
That's what they're showing me. You've got to release it. And I'm getting there's going to be, you know, like, you're going to have like a new life. You're starting, you know, over. There's going to be like a new beginning for you. And you're also going to be finding, you know, your purpose as well.
Yes.
Okay, so it's time over everything that you've been doing. And get ready for this new life that's going to be coming your way, because it's going to be filled with such love and joy.
Oh,
and
awesome.
If there was something,
okay.
Yeah, if there was something that maybe didn't work out in the past, it's okay.
None of it worked out.
Better things are waiting for you, so that's okay. Okay?
Okay.
And just know that you're going to find your purpose. You're starting a new and beautiful life. And within that life, there's going to be unlimited opportunities. So you've got to, Mother Mary is coming forward, and she's saying, Terry, my beloved child, you've got to be willing to release, you know, anything that you've been holding on to. There might be some old feelings inside, and you've got to let go of them, okay?
Okay,
so
okay.
Sort of, yeah, okay. And then, you know, you're going to see that you're going to feel so much better, because you're going to be purifying, you're going to be detoxifying, you're going to be forgiving. Forgiving
means, okay.
Forgiving other people. It doesn't mean that, you know, that what they did was right or anything. It just says, you know what, I don't need this anymore. I'm going to have that new life, and this is not going to be part of it. Okay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
You're going to make good decisions, and you're going to see that all the emotional burdens are lifting.
Mm,
and allow
okay.
to come in and, you know, put her healing hands upon your heart and your mind. And as she does, Terry, you're going to feel all the stuff that's not for your highest and best start to come out. Okay?
Okay.
And now, if you allow, Mother Mary is going to help you to see yourself and others in a different way. And you're going to surprise Terry. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And Mother Mary is saying, Terry, you are watched over, my beloved child. You are watched over, and you are loved. Okay, so just know that you are loved, and I see Jesus beside Mother Mary, and they're both protecting you, and the angels are surrounding you as well. Okay, so when I talk about, like, you know, the archangels, of course, they're going to give you, you know, these signs, and they of course, sometimes repetitively, you know, it could be signs that you see on the TV, and then you turn off the TV, you go outside, and the signs start to continue. But you will get repetitive feelings and thoughts, and this is to help you, okay? And you're going to receive these messages, and you're going to know what to do, Terry, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Mother Mary is asking that you be strong at this time, okay? And I'm getting there's going to be, like, you're going to take action sort of, you know, like a rather fast manner, and there's going to be something that is going to be resolved, okay? So
okay.
Mother Mary is saying you are stronger than you think, and you can call upon us, you can call upon Jesus, you can call upon myself, you can call upon the angels whenever you need someone to lift you up. Do not feel like that you are a victim, okay? And you're to use this beautiful divine strength right now, okay? Have you been getting enough physical activity, Terry?
No, I'm actually going to be getting back to the gym probably starting by no later than Friday.
That's good, because you must have been listening to the messages that you've been getting. Validate what you're saying, that exercise is really going to help beneficial in your life as well. Okay.
Yes.
And
Terry,
what I do, And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and thank you for calling us.
All right, thank you. It was great speaking with you.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, there it goes. My mind just left the building again. Okay. All right, one of the things that guidance wants you to know is that when you are beginning a relationship with someone, you know, you're wondering, okay, am I really ready for this? Is this the right person for me? And all of those questions that come to mind. The person is coming into your life to help you to evolve. And you are going to experience things that are going to be like, oh, yeah, I didn't realize I still have that belief, so that you can let them go. It's not just about the relationship. It's about you. It's about your evolution. That's the whole purpose of it. Okay, there is some fun stuff that you get as part of the relationship. But, yeah, it's about seeing yourself, seeing the things that you may not realize that you haven't quite let go of, so that you can let them go. And I was supposed to tell you that before Jesus talked. Here is Jesus to tell you what he wants to tell you. My beloved one, Barbara Grace is right. It is all part of your evolution. Every relationship in your life is about your evolution. Most people make the relationships about the other person, and they miss so much that they can learn about themselves, about what they need to understand, what they need to release, what's going to make their existence happier, more joyful. So we want you to be sure and look at yourself. So if this new person comes into your life and they trigger a response in you, don't just let that happen. Look into it. See what it is that you are learning from that. You will be helping them as well. You will be triggering things in them. It's a give and take in any relationship. It's not just about them. It's not just about you. It's about the connection, the growth, the cycles. There's so much more involved than just finding Mr. or Ms. Right. So we want you to take the time to really look at what you are being shown. So that you can experience your evolution. And this evolution will be separate and together. So there are some things you will learn on your own and change on your own, and some things you two will change together. Because he may find that he doesn't want to have that quality anymore either. And that's going to increase your connection with him. It's going to expand the love. So you see, it's all a wonderful process that you are going through. And you get to decide what kind of ending you want, or even if you ever want it to end. You are not just given one person to love in life. You know this. You are given many, 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 many people that you connect with. So you get to choose. And if you choose not to have a relationship with the one who is coming to you now, then that's fine. There will be others. You will not end up alone. It is not take this one or you get nothing. The Creator always, always gives you choices. You are loved. And we look forward to watching you evolve and become even more magnificent and beautiful than you are now. This is your life. Embrace it and enjoy it.
Okay.
That's what he wanted
to say. All
right.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you, ladies, and have a good day. I really appreciate it. Okay.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hold on. I'm changing my computer. And now the computer is, okay, there we go. Okay, well, it's so weird. Last time we didn't have any callers. Today we had one caller. I'm not sure if this is holiday or if this is giving us a break or what exactly it's doing.
Well, we're going to trust Barbara and God's infinite wisdom. And Jesus and Mother Mary knows, you know, they know what we need each time that we get together. So I'm just going to trust it, you know, that we've helped the people that we need to help. And, you know, the people that wanted to call in, called in. But I know I've gotten my fill of my daily dose of vitamin G. Oh, love.
Well, good. Well, you need to tell people about your eye readings, because that's what I'm hearing.
Okay, yes.
And they may want to get them for Christmas presents for people.
Yes. Well, I've connected with Mother Mary. The first time was 2008. I stood face to face with Mother Mary. We were probably like 2 inches apart, and she looked into my eyes. She didn't say anything. And at this time, I wasn't on the journey that I'm on now. I didn't know what was happening. And she looked into my eyes, and I felt like she was looking deeper. And, in fact, she was looking into my soul. So that happened, like, in 2008. And then I woke up the one morning, and there she was just standing in the doorway. So I had two encounters with Mother Mary. But after, you know, we stood face to face, and I started on this journey, people would say, "You've got my mother's eyes." And at first I said, "Oh, yeah?" And then finally it you know, began to perplex me a little bit, because the people that were saying this were from all different ethnicities. They had all different color eyes. And I began to say to myself, this does not make any sense. But then it did, because what they saw was Mother Mary through my eyes. And not too long ago, a few months ago, I was told, DC, it is now time to offer the Mother Mary eyes readings. So I said, okay, I'm not sure how this is going to go, but I offered the readings. And what I ask is that you send me a picture of, you know, of just the eye area of your face. And I look at it, but then Mother Mary comes in and gives you the messages that you need to hear. And I've done quite a few of them, and everyone that I've done has said that it has been so, so powerful and so informative. And sometimes it was just amazing, like totally, totally mind-blowing. So I'm continuing to offer these Mother Mary eyes readings, and as Barbara stated, you know, the Christmas season is upon us, and this would be a magnificent Christmas present for someone. You're giving them guidance. You're giving them direction. It's better than something that they could put, like a sweater, or it's just something that's going to help them to really have direction for the new year. So if you would like, what I want to do is you can connect with Barbara or myself, and what I'm going to do is half of the proceeds is going to go to continue our show here, to, you know, to make sure that we stay on the air and connect with Barbara or myself. And because you are like listeners of our show, you're going to get a special price that others are not going to, you know, have the opportunity to get. So connect with Barbara or myself, and I would love to give you a Mother Mary eyes reading or gift it to someone else. Okay, and that's what I guess that's all about the Mother Mary eyes reading, Barbara.
Well, wonderful, DC. And I want to tell everyone that I've had two of the readings, and they have definitely changed my life. You know, they've opened me up to things that I didn't realize that I was holding on to. And I've let go of so much.
That's
so
awesome.
It's like every time she does one for me, it's like, okay, now I've got all this work to do.
But it's work that really makes you, you know, like go in the right direction. And, you know, whatever was holding you back, it, you know, in some respect, you're able to get beyond.
Yeah, it's a joyful work. And I really do. I do enjoy it, and I do value it. And it's
you know, sometimes, Barbara, like,
wonderful.
Yeah, and sometimes we, you know, we'd like a reading and we don't know what to ask. And with Mother Mary, you don't have to ask anything. All you do is send me the picture of the eyes. Mary gives you all this beautiful information. So it's really great, especially if you're not knowing, like, what direction that you want to even go in to ask questions.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So consider that if you are looking for, you know, a unusual but perfect Christmas gift for someone else or for yourself, because you deserve to know what's going on within you as well as anybody else. Okay, and now they want me to tell you about automatic writing. Yes, I'm starting another of the 5-week automatic writing classes on December the 14th. That's a Thursday. And this time it'll be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon Central Time. They change the day and the time every time I do this. So, yeah, I guess that way I can get everyone, no matter what their schedule is. This automatic writing is, it's just amazing. I absolutely love it. And I've been doing it for years. It's how I started hearing my guidance. I started with the automatic writing, and then over time it progressed to me becoming a conscious channel. But I still love the automatic writing because I still ask questions and get answers. And sometimes getting it in writing is more powerful than just hearing it. And then I have a permanent record so I can go back and read it if that's something I choose to do. So anyway, that starts on December the 14th. The classes will be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Central, 2 Eastern, 11 a.m., Pacific, noon, Mountain. I think I got them all, at least all the ones here in the United States. I know there are other time zones in the world, but I'm not going to list all of those. So this is way too much stuff. And I'm also starting a group, and these are going to be group calls where we are going to be deprogramming your mind. And it's using a technique called Master Solutions, and I've been using this for several months now, and I've started writing procedures for deprogramming my own mind, and guidance is like, this is time for you to share this with the others. So I've gotten permission from the person who created Master Solution, and they've read some of the work that I've done, and they understand the whole concept of what I want to do, and they're in agreement about it. And so on December the 12th, which is a Tuesday, next Tuesday, at 7:30 p.m. Central Time will be our first group call. These group calls will be $100 a month. So most months you'll get 4 calls, so, you know, $25 a week to let go of the programming that's holding you back. You know, Jesus is talking about your limitations, and this is one of the ways to release those limitations. And I love this particular technique because it's just a matter of talking to your subconscious mind and letting it know what you no longer want to have in there. And all you have to do is listen. I've already done the work of writing it, although you will have. We will have time before we do the procedure on every call for you to mention anything that you want to clear out concerning the issue that we are dealing with that week, so you can feel that it's not just some generic thing that you're doing. It's actually customized and tailored to you and to everybody else who's on the call. And I really do love this process, and I encourage you to, if you want to try it, send me an email and I will send you one of the processes, and I'll send you the one that I'm guided to send so that you can actually do it on yourself. And this is just one of the standard ones. But see if it makes a difference for you. And if it does, then join the group. I think this is going to be so much fun, and I know it's going to make so many people feel so much better about their lives and about who they are. So I encourage everyone to join it. It is amazing. I'm always amazed at it. You know, I've been writing a different procedure at least every couple of days, and I do them right before I go to bed at night, and then I wake up in the morning, and it's like, oh, all that stuff is gone, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I'm going to have to do some with you, GC, so you can experience it too.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Okay, so that is what I was guided to talk about for the last several minutes. Let's see, so we did the eye reading, we did the automatic writing, we did the deprogram in your mind. Anything else coming up for you, DC?
No, I'm good. I think I'm good here.
Yeah, me too. All right, then. That is our show for today. We will be back on Thursday. And if you have any questions, you can email me at barbara.healing@gmail.com. And I'll be more than happy to answer you. And we look forward to talking to you again. We hope everyone has a beautiful, beautiful day. And remember, we love you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.